Hello and welcome to In Touch with InTouch, the podcast where we turn innovation into practical solutions for facility managers like you. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and today we are talking about something that is changing the game in energy management through the use of the AI ML advancements that InTouch has developed. If you have been juggling energy efficiency, rising utility costs, and making sure your buildings stay comfortable all at once, you are not alone. But what if I told you there is a simpler, smarter way to manage it all? We have Simone Sams, InTouch Vice President of Product Management, with us today for this conversation, and you will learn a lot. Simone, thank you so much for being here. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Michelle. It's a pleasure speaking with you again.
Yeah, it's good to have you here, and we do have a lot to get to, but I'd love for you, if you can, give us a brief bio before we kind of get started into everything.
Yeah, so I have been at InTouch for about 3.5 years. I came to InTouch from a variety of businesses, mostly involved in technology, market research. And I have a real passion in my personal life for the outdoors. My husband and I are RV owners, travel around to lots of national parks in the summer. And we're also both avid cyclists. So I was really excited to join the InTouch team because it's an intersection for me of my passion for technology and love for the outdoors and bringing sustainability to the built environment.
And I have so many questions that I want to ask about the RV and the cycling, but that's not why we're here. So we need to switch gears, no pun intended there, but really so many questions. That's so exciting. So we'll talk after the podcast all about that. But let's talk about what we came here for, talking about AI. It is everywhere. I mean, you cannot really have any business conversation when it gets down to the crux of things where AI doesn't come up, where it's used in businesses because everybody's using it. So tell me about what you're seeing with AI and how you're using that at InTouch.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, AI is literally everywhere. It's in everything that we use personally and in our business and professional lives. It is something that I'm very interested in because it's something I use a lot in my personal life. We talked about cycling. I got involved with AI with a training app that I use that actually uses AI coaching for training for triathlons and cycling events. And so the more that I started digging into that, it got me really interested in how we can make things in our personal life easier, how we can make things in our business life easier. And I joined InTouch, and we had already started on our AI ML journey a little bit before I got here. And I'll talk about that in just a second when I talk about some of the products that we've developed using AI and ML models. But right now at InTouch, we're harnessing the power of AI and machine learning to create solutions that make facility management not just easier, but transformative. We want to transform the role of the facility manager for our customers. We want to make their lives easier. So our philosophy on incorporating AI and ML in our products is rooted in practicality and purpose. So we're applying these technologies where they provide a clear advantage for our customers and for our own support teams. We're focusing on solving challenges that benefit from analyzing large data sets to uncover actionable trends. So rather than deploying AI and ML for every problem that we can, we're prioritizing applications that streamline tasks, enhance efficiency, and deliver tangible value for our teams and customers. So another thing that I hear a lot when I talk to people about AI and ML is this idea that AI and ML, it's going to take our jobs. And I really believe that the role of AI from a business perspective is to make, to automate the tasks and use AI for the tasks that are repetitive and that we can teach the tools to analyze large data sets and use humans for the things that really need human intervention, the things that need that human touch. So this approach enables us to address complex issues like predictive maintenance. We're analyzing large amounts of equipment performance data, helps identify potential failures before they occur, which reduces downtime and optimizes operational performance. So again, using AI to look at those large data sets that humans just do not have the ability to do, so that humans can focus on the tasks that require that human personal touch, that critical thinking that's so important today.
So I want to dive a little deeper because you talked about how we're going to get into some of the products and services and what InTouch has been working on. So can you tell me about the specific features InTouch has developed over the last 5 years?
Yeah, so we've developed a powerful suite of AI-driven features. They all live under our Intelligent Insights platform. So as I mentioned, our first foray into AI and ML was with our sensor failure detection model. We developed that model actually almost 5 years ago. So before AI was cool, before AI was popping up in everything that we see, our teams and we had our engineers already working on how we could incorporate that technology to make our platform better. So our sensor failure detection model uses machine learning to analyze sensor data. It identifies anomalies that detect and alert us to potential sensor malfunctions before they impact our customers' operations. The second model that we developed was a potential maintenance issue detection model. So this model leverages machine learning to analyze HVAC performance trends and flag units that show early signs of failure, enabling proactive maintenance and reducing downtime for our customers. We created reports and dashboards around these potential maintenance issue detection, around this potential maintenance issue detection model, so our customers can log in and see very clearly the units that are starting to show evidence of potential maintenance issue to get technicians to come out, start looking at those units before we have that failure. Our third model, and probably my most favorite model that we developed and released last year, is our intelligent transition model. So most companies in the energy management space have a feature that's typically called something like smart recovery. And smart recovery is when a unit is recovering, typically from a vacant period to an occupancy period. So think about going from your overnight vacancy moving into your daytime occupancy temperatures, right? So we'll use winter as an example. So normally in the winter, we're going to drop those temperatures down a bit overnight to save energy. Then as our staff or our team start coming in the morning, we're going to start bringing that space back up to temperature. So in the past and traditionally, the way that companies have done smart recovery is based on a time frame, right? If we know that our employees are going to be coming in at 8 a.m., we're going to start that transition maybe at 6 a.m. to ensure that we have enough time for that unit to come up to temperature. What we did is building on that model that looks at historical performance or historical unit performance. We've added that historical unit performance, brought in indoor air conditions in that space, our outdoor temperatures. And with all of that data, our model can now tell us what is the optimal time to start that HVAC unit in the morning, so that instead of just backing up, say, 2 hours, if that unit can recover really quickly, we can actually start that unit 20 minutes before our staff starts to come in. So instead of that unit running for 2 hours, we're now cutting that runtime down to 20 minutes. So we've done that on the vacancy to occupancy side, so in the morning, and we've also done that on the occupancy to vacancy side. So when we know that our store, our retail location might be closing at 8 p.m., we can analyze that space, see how well that space holds temperature. We may not need to run that heat all the way up until 8 p.m. We might be able to start stepping that temperature down at 7 p.m. So again, what we're doing is by looking at that and using AI to look at the optimal time to start and stop those units, we're getting incremental energy savings as well as increasing comfort for our staff. The last model that we deployed last year is our intelligent weather model. So similar to intelligent transition, we're using the base of that, the AI model that we built to look at historical performance. This model then looks at weather conditions, extreme weather conditions. So as our system picks up on these extreme weather events that might be coming through your area, right? So let's say we've got again, using winter as an example, we've got some extreme weather coming through this weekend. We know the temperatures are going to drop really, really low. So we can dynamically adjust the HVAC settings to match the temperatures that might be coming, right? So if we want to keep our staff and our customers comfortable, we might not drop that temperature down as low in that vacancy period to ensure that we don't get our HVAC units into an unrecoverable state to where it can't catch up during the day and all of a sudden that space during occupancy period is really uncomfortable. So again, this is a model that dynamically is going to adjust those schedule in response to extreme weather events, with a goal of maintaining optimal conditions and preventing unnecessary energy consumption while maximizing occupant comfort. So again, all these features are designed to optimize facility management, improve efficiency, and enhance equipment reliability. By integrating AI and ML into these solutions, we're empowering our customers with predictive insights and automated optimizations. So when we talk about automated optimizations, we're taking time away from our facility managers that they would have to spend on going in and looking at all of the stores and all the facilities that might be in an extreme weather event for the weekend and having to go in and manually adjust those schedules. We're giving them all of that time back because our system is able to dynamically adjust and make those changes and those optimizations for those facility managers.
It really is amazing to think, and I'm actually a little jealous because I wish we could provide this in the home, because especially when you have different partners or like different temperatures, I think this would be a big hit, but that's not what we're talking about today. We're talking about facilities. So I want to kind of have you walk us through here, because as you're saying some of these really awesome things of, you know, controlling the temperature and controlling everything. So imagine if you're walking into, if you're a facility manager and everything is just right, right? Ideal temperature, the lighting, it's like Goldilocks. Everything is just right. That's really what intelligent insights is all about, as you're telling us. So this isn't just HVAC management. It's really, I think you may have used this term, reimagination of how your facilities are controlled and then how energy is optimized by the, do you need to turn it on 2 hours before or 20 minutes before? So Simone, can you help us understand how this all works? Because there's a lot going on here, a lot of moving parts, so to speak. So can you walk us through that?
Yes, of course. So the key with AI and machine learning is the ability for AI and machine learning to transform raw data into actionable intelligence. And I talked about this a little bit before. The beauty is that these tools can analyze huge data sets that, again, humans just would not be able to analyze and make predictions based on the data that it's analyzing. And that is the beauty of AI and machine learning. So instead of relying on static schedules or guesswork, AI is continuously learning from real world conditions. It's literally like taking a whole bunch of interns and having them constantly looking at and analyzing second by second the data that's happening within that space. And the key is it's looking at that data at a unit level. So if you've got a retail location that has multiple HVAC units, we're not just looking at it at the site level, we are looking at it at the unit level. So we are looking at, for each unit in that space, how does it perform? How does the space that unit handles hold temperature? And again, that is just not something that a human would be able to do. And that is really where the value and benefit of AI and machine learning come in. It's so powerful because it can recognize those trends that in that data that humans might miss. This is what allows us to develop these smart features. The result, as you mentioned, is a smarter, more efficient building management system that saves energy, reduces costs, and my favorite, takes the stress out of facility operations. This is just so key right now. So many of our facility managers are working with less staff than they ever have before. So developing tools to make their life easier and allow them to spend time on the things that, again, require human intervention and allow the system to do the things that we don't need a human to do is just giving these folks and our customers time back. It allows them to take out the guesswork, as you mentioned, on what time to start the HVAC units in the morning or begin to power them down. We don't need to overcool empty rooms or heating spaces that no one's using. The system is really learning to adjust in real time to maximize both the comfort and efficiency for their team and their customers.
It's a little overwhelming kind of to think, you know, all those interns, as you said, gathering all of that data and data that as humans, we may skip. So from a facility manager standpoint, how does this transform into operation? I mean, you've been giving us some examples, but can you walk us through, I mean, let's talk about real time What does this mean for the facility managers with how they're doing their day-to-day?
Yeah, it absolutely can transform the way these facility managers operate. It's helping them make the shift from reactive to proactive. You know, these guys are always trying to find ways to stay on top of things, to get ahead of what's happening in their locations, right? There's nothing that these guys hate more than coming in the morning and you know, getting halfway through the day and finding out that something's going on with a unit in a location. If we can provide them with proactive information about what's happening, we are going to make their lives so much easier. So these AI-powered solutions go straight to the bottom line, right? So by optimizing the HVAC performance with this real-time data, there's significant cost savings through reduced energy consumption. Smart energy management translates to lower utility bills, smaller carbon footprint. So we're helping companies meet their sustainability goals while also keeping their operating costs in check. And then beyond the energy savings, as we were just talking about, things like predictive maintenance capabilities take some of the headache out of daily facility management for our customers. So with AI detecting these potential HVAC issues before they turn into costly breakdowns, facility managers can save valuable time by addressing those maintenance needs proactively rather than scrambling for a last minute tech visit or having to pay for those unexpected service calls, because we know that those costs are higher. There's last minute costs that they have to pay if something breaks down in the middle of the day. They don't want to shut the store down. So again, using these tools can allow them to get ahead of these issues so that they don't have to deal with that during the regular business hours of their location. And most importantly, our tools are allowing their team members and customers to remain comfortable. When customers are comfortable, they dwell longer, and we know from research, and research tells us, they make more impulse purchases.
You talked about location, and I want to ask you, because before the podcast started, we were talking about an example that you shared, which I thought was pretty interesting, and I think our listeners will want to hear as well. One of your multi-site clients using intelligent insights, specifically intelligent weather, to kind of handle and optimize operations across their portfolio of facilities. Because this is the thing, we're not just talking about one location here. This can be used on multi-levels, multi-locations. So can you please share more about that? Because I think it's really fascinating.
Yeah, and that's really where the value is, right? Is not just, we're not talking about just one location, right? If I was managing one location, this would all be easy. But when we're talking 4,000, 6,000 locations, this is where the power of data-driven energy management comes in. The system is able to look at all of those locations, able to make those adjustments without a facility manager having to lift a finger. We're optimizing energy use, we're reducing waste, and we're making our facility managers more effective with fewer resources. You know, those are the folks that are managing these big portfolios of locations, and any tools that we can give them to make their lives easier is going to streamline their operations. And at the same time, cutting their building's carbon footprint has a tangible impact on the planet, helping to create greener, more responsible future. So again, as I talked about, something near and dear to my heart. But I think, you know, we can do both of these things. We can create more sustainable solutions while also giving our facility managers tools to streamline their operations and save them time and money. And again, both of those things hit their bottom line.
Yes. And that's really what it's all about, right? You want happy customers, you want happy people working in the facility, but it all affects the bottom line. You mentioned a great point earlier, you know, with a time aspect. For saving time, we're saving money, right? Because time is money. So many beneficial aspects here. Any final thoughts as we're wrapping up here, Simone?
I would just say, if you're interested in any of our features, we've got a great customer success team and sales team that would love to chat with you about it. We are going to be coming back in a couple weeks, and we're going to talk about where are we going, because I'm really excited to talk about what we've got in the works. So again, here today, we talked about things that are live now in our platform. These are tools that are available to our customers now, and we'll be coming back in a couple weeks to talk about where we're going.
I want to thank you, Simone, for your time, because you have a lot to share. We've just barely scratched the surface. That's where we're going to need to continue this conversation in a way in a future podcast. But appreciate you being here today and sharing all of your insight and the exciting things that are happening to InTouch. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And you have definitely piqued my interest, and we will talk about the RV and everything after the podcast. But when it comes to facilities, I am going to look at things differently now, you know, thinking of how they can masterfully kind of control things at multi-sites. It really is kind of fascinating. So if you would like to learn more about Intelligent Insights, how it can work for your business, you can visit ntouchcontrols.com to schedule a discussion to see if Intelligent Insights can help your business. And you can also reach out to InTouch directly at info@ntouchcontrols.com for more information. Simone mentioned they have a great team willing to answer any questions that you may have. InTouch is here to help you simplify facility management, enhance comfort, and drive profitability. And the future of energy management starts now. And InTouch can't wait to help you lead all of it. So that is going to do it for today's episode of InTouch with InTouch. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget to subscribe for more insights, tips, and innovations to make facility management easier and more effective. Until next time, I'm Michelle Dahl Mooney. Thanks again for joining us. We hope to connect with you on another podcast soon.